Oui, la chichi or le alif adar alif. Thursday, 30th of January, cutting off a clothing label on Shabbos.
So, Shalom Uvracha, I'd like to give a Dvar Halacha tonight that I spoke through with Rabbi Umairi Dain Lopian Zatzal, all grappling with this news. Mamish, a tragedy for Klal Yisrael. So it should be Le'ilui Nishmosai. And the topic is a very practical topic. Be'ez Hashem, hopefully sometime soon there'll be Hespedim for him, and we'll tell people about the Hespedim. So the topic tonight, Hilchos Shabbos, is if a person has a price tag on their clothing, a label on their clothing, they went to the shop and they didn't separate this price tag before Shabbos. And so now they have one of these little plastic tags that is hanging off from their suit. And it's got the name of the shop, it's got the price on. So what's the halacha over here regarding Shabbos? Question number one, if I take it off, is that considered the malacha of makeh bepatish, which is completing a garment? Question number two, if you tell me that I am able to take off this price tag, am I allowed to use the scissors to take off this price tag? So, you know, the initial hashkof rishayna, I'm sure everybody would say it's a such a thing, is wear your old suit and don't wear this on Shabbos. But if we analyze carefully the components of this, then we'll see some very interesting things. There's a Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan, Kaf Dalet. And the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about Makeh Bepatish, and he says, Shark Shirei Shenikshru, Achar Shekvar Nigmar Habeged, Ein Shaykh Bozeh Mishom Makeh Bepatish, Kishemanatke Acharkach. If you have a garment, and after the garment was finished, they tied something to it, or they tied it together, so he says that you can't call that Makeh Bepatish, you can't call that the final hammer blow, which is one of the Lamates Malachas, because it was already Nigmar, it was already complete, by you separating it. You are not actually completing it, because it was already a complete garment. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Erbach, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosov, Perek Tesvav, Ha'or Reishud, says that so too, if you have, for example, gloves, that when you bought the gloves, there was a thread that connected these two gloves. And comes Shabbos Kodesh, and you want to wear the gloves. Maybe we'll discuss another, it's another topic, wearing gloves on Shabbos. But a person wants to separate these gloves. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Erbach says, Shemutala Freedom, he says you're allowed to. Kvar hayu divrei levush eil ru'im lemlachtom, kedim shnishabru zel ozeh. He says that they were already complete gloves, and afterwards, the fact that they were connected together, they should be sold without being lost, or the fact that, you know, the sizes should go together. So this does not detract from the fact that they were already completed entities. But he says, and this is Gaboit on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Ramon Simon Shin Yud Zayin. But he says, Mikol Mokum Lo Yaseh Zeis B'fnei Ma'aretz. He says, Shlomo Zalman Erbach says, don't do this in front of an Am Ha'aretz. Because even though I'm telling you it's permitted to separate these gloves on Shabbos, but still, if you do that in front of someone who doesn't know that the halacha is that you're allowed to, they'll come and think that it's open season, and you can do all types of breaking Shabbos. And they won't realize that this is some, the reason you're allowed to separate these things is because they're already considered complete beforehand. Rav Shlomo Zalman applies this as well in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos Perek Yud Beis Eis Gimel to Hasoras Tavuyes Shal Mechira V'Chaldeimim Min HaBeged. He applies this as well to detaching these tags from the garment which we started off by speaking about. And he says that since this tag was put onto the beged after the beged was already complete, it's already completely complete, and therefore by you detaching it, it's not a shail of makeh bepatish. Hagam, the Dirishu edition of Mishnah Berurah brings with this in Karelitz in Chut Shoni Cheli Beis Perek Lama Dalis Ibkod Yud Gimel that he is machmir over here because you wouldn't wear it out with these things on. But if Shlomo Zalman Erbach seems to be the mainstream over here, that one would be allowed to separate the gloves and take off these plastic tags on Shabbos, and it is not considered makeh bepatish. So that's the first half of the shaila. The second half of the shaila is benogea Would I be allowed to use a scissors in order to do that? So we know that a scissors is normally muktzah, because a scissors is used for cutting pieces of paper, etc., things that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. And it's a kli shamalachde le'issa. It's something which is a kli, it's a tool, and we know there are different types of muktzah. So a kli shamalachde le'issa, it's a tool that's normally used for something which is forbidden. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Kuf, Kaf Gimel on the base, and Nechemya ben Chachali in his time, Chazal were geyza, that we shouldn't move certain things on Shabbos. But they said that if you're moving a klisha malachta le'issa letzorach gufay for the sake of using it, then you actually are allowed to. What's the classic case of this? A hammer to crack open some nuts. Yeah, if you don't have a nutcracker, so then you're allowed to use the hammer to crack open these nuts. No, a hammer is normally used for banging nails in the wall. A hammer is something which is a clay binion. It's really, really muktzah. However, since this you're using it for a permitted use, so you are allowed to use this hammer for the permitted use on Shabbos. Now, the Shar HaTzion and Simon Shin Ches, Ois Yud Gimel, he is commenting there on the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis, and he says, don't have time to go into the details why, but he says over there, the Mishnah Berurah says over there, and explained by the Shar HaTzion where he gets it from, is that if you do have a nutcracker available, then you're not allowed to use the hammer to crack the nuts. You're only allowed to use a kli shemalachdei le'issa, something which normally has a forbidden use, for a permitted use, if you have no other heter alternative. So in a case where a person did have a nutcracker, then they shouldn't use the hammer. So too over here, if a person has a very sharp knife, and they'd be able to use that to detach the tag without ruining the garment, then they should use the sharp knife instead. If, however, you don't have one of those sharp knives, the sharp knives are always, people, somehow, they're always, all the sharp knives, people think, they've trafed them up, and they're waiting until they get a chance to kasher them, right? Many, many homes, the sharp knives are always somehow, people, by mistake, manage to trafe those up somehow, and so they don't have a sharp knife, and the only way that they'd be able to cut this is by using the scissors. So then, since they don't have a heter alternative, they would even be allowed to use a scissors, which is a kli shemalach de le'issa, in order to cut this tag off of your garment on Shabbos. The one caveat over here is that if these are really special scissors, like, for example, a person, they do embroidery, they do sewing, and they have a special pair of scissors that they only use for material, so it could be that that pair of scissors now has an upgraded status of muktzah called muktzah machmas chisorin kis, and there, the whole heter of using something, the Tzorach Gufay, only applies to a kli shamalachdei le'issa. Doesn't apply to a very, very particular type of utensil that you're very careful, you never, never use it for other things. So if it is special scissors for material, then you wouldn't be allowed to use this. But if it was your normal pair of scissors, then you would be able to use this. I spoke this through with Moreno of Rabbeinu, the Dayan Zatzal, and this was the psak. After discussing it, this is what we came up with. So something which at the beginning seems as though, seems very, very osa to do such a thing, we see over here that there are very, very serious, makairus lahokal, that such a thing, should be allowed. Miyitin tmurosoi, we miss him very, very much. Tenishmosoi tsura b'tarachayim, and, be'ez Hashem, by us dedicating ourselves to keeping the halacha very, very proper, very, very correctly, and being medaktic in all the halachas, and making sure that we only rely on a heta if we know it's a good heta, not just because some brother-in-law, cousin, a great auntie said it, but only to rely on heterim that have a real yusaidus and amonus. So that should be an aliyah for his neshama, and he should be a made at yeshiva for all of us. Amen.